This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The seasonal nature of the lamb industry is a problem. The report points that out. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
If American lamb producers can do something to change the seasonal nature of their production, they may be able to capture more value for their lambs. That's the conclusion of a report called The Seasonality of the U.S. Lamb Industry, a Review of Current Information. It's available, by the way, if you want to see this full report, at the lambresourcecenter.com. I'll repeat that in just a moment, but this white paper that has been issued by the lamb industry says an estimated 80% of the lamb crop is born in the first 5 months of the calendar year. So there are periods throughout the year where the supply of lamb is inconsistent. That creates industry issues, including price volatility in the market, an inadequate supply of market-ready lambs, an irregular supply of carcass size and quality. To understand why seasonality is such an important issue for the lamb industry, the white paper pointed out that getting a grasp on the needs of traditional and non-traditional markets is necessary. The white paper concluded that these are two very different markets, but both are affected by inconsistent seasonal supply of lamb. The traditional market prefers a larger and fatter lamb weighing 120 to 160 pounds live weight. That takes between 8 and 14 months from birth to harvest of the animal. Therefore, the supply of most late winter and spring-born lambs to the traditional market occurs November through June. The non-traditional market has grown considerably in the last decade, mainly because of the immigrant families coming into the United States. That market generally prefers lighter, leaner lambs, with the highest volume of lambs entering the non-traditional market at 50 to 90 pounds live weight, and generally just 3 to 7 months old when they are harvested. I'll be back after this.